All right, chapter 6 ends with this declaration, the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? Revelation chapter 7 answers the question, who stands? Who can survive this? After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or sea or upon any tree. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and sea, "Do not harm the land or sea or the trees until we put a seal on the forehead of the servants of our God." You see how we know that this has to go back in time? Because Revelation 6, we've seen all these judgments decreed, but now we're being told, no, don't start the judgments until the 144,000 have been sealed. So at some point, what I believe in the not too distant future, these people are going to come to bear, and we'll talk about who they are here in just a second. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, from all of the tribes of Israel. And then I'm not going to read, you can see verse 5 and through 8, the different delineation from the tribes of Israel, 12,000 from each tribe. So the great day of their wrath has come. Who can stand? Who are we going to turn to? Who is going to be the ones we're going to look to during this period to help us through this? There's been a lot of speculation. This is not the Jehovah's Witnesses. It's not the Baptist, and no, it's not the Church of Christ either. The cults have had a heyday with this. Because they say, well, you know, there's no precedent for this in Scripture. Yes, there is. It is the precedent of when they went into the land, they had the children of Israel, tribe by tribe, come before the Lord, 12,000 each, and it was then that they established the theocracy, which was the rule of God over the nation of Israel. All right? These 144,000 will help reestablish God's kingdom on earth. How will they do that? They will have supernatural immunity to the judgments. The Bible says that in that day, 10 people will grab the cloak of one of these people and say, "Let us go with you, for we have heard God is with you." So here's the best advice I can give you. If by chance I'm right and we're here during the tribulation and you wonder what to do, go find one of the 144,000 and stick to them like glue, okay? You'll be able to recognize them. They'll have a beard, okay? That is complete speculation on my part, okay? But it sure sounded good. And no, I'm not making any claims. Don't call me. All right. So who are they? Some people say, well, the problem with this is that this listing is not accurate, because notice which tribe is listed first? The tribe of Judah. Judah is not firstborn. And they say this is not an accurate listing of the tribes of Israel. And they're right. It is not the normal delineation of the sons as they were born in order. There is a reason. Reuben was firstborn. Reuben, because of that, had two blessings that should have been his. The right of leadership and the double portion blessing. So when daddy dies, firstborn becomes leader of the clans, but he also gets a double portion. So there's 12 sons, so you divide the inheritance into 13. Reuben is supposed to get two portions, and everybody else gets one. Reuben forfeits the blessing, the birthright, because of what he does to Joseph and because of his adultery going up onto his father's bed. Okay, so Judah moves to the position of first, and there's a reason for that, because from Judah is going to come the lineage of the Messiah. The double portion blessing is then given to the sons, to the half tribes of Joseph's sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. But you won't find Ephraim listed there, and there's a reason for that. It is the tribe of Dan and the tribe of Ephraim who are the northern dominant tribes who will ultimately lead Israel into idolatry. They will go north up to a place called Tel Dan, and there they will build their own temple and their own city, and they will try to convince the sons of Israel, don't go to Jerusalem. And they will set themselves up as an opposing kingdom. Please hear this. We won't be able to get into it tonight, but this will make perfect sense to you when we talk about it later. They will try to establish a separate false kingdom that will set itself up against the true throne of David. That is what the Antichrist is going to do. And we'll see his connection to these tribes probably tomorrow night. All right, so instead of having Ephraim and Dan listed, the listing includes Joseph and Manasseh. Okay? We don't have time to go look at all this, but I did a lot of study on this. This listing is absolutely consistent with the listing, the lineages and the genealogies that are given in Chronicles and Kings. It is completely consistent with the Old Testament listings. So there's just no merit to the people who say this listing is not accurate. It is completely accurate.